Hello.
Good morning, may I speak with Marjorie Cesaire?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Marjorie. This is Valerie, the admissions from Family First. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking me, Marjorie. I'm calling you to let you know that I'm going to help you to set up the app on your cell phone, but your daughter, she already told me that you have a flip phone, right?
Yeah. I cannot, like I told them ahead of time. That's why I called my coordinator. I let her know about the situation. I've been having that problem for a long time. So my phone cannot download any other app. I cannot do it because I have the same problem at my other job. So it was like a waste of time. So I have an old phone. So I told them that I will not be able to do that. So, like I said, this is going to be a problem.
Okay.
I don't know.
No. It's not going to be a problem so far. Because as some options to do the EBB, you know, the clock in and the clock out, we have two options. I mean, three options. The landline, the HHA app, but you cannot download. It's okay. And we have a FOB that is a little device. It looks like a telephone, but it's very easy to use, that device. So I want to confirm with you if Adrienne, if she have a landline, or do you have a landline?
No, Adrienne doesn't have a landline. No.
Oh.
I've been using her cell phone at my other job. I mean, they give me a number and an ID number for me to clock in and out. So she had a cell phone. She had those old cell phone that she has. So that's a private phone. That's what I called the coordinator. I let her know ahead of time about the situation. That's why she had two addresses. She has her own address and she has my address. Like in the winter time, she go to my house. So if you guys gonna have to do that, gonna be two places, because in the winter time she go to my house. You know, when it's snowing, it's not safe for us, I mean, traveling. So I use her cell phone, her number, an ID number I put in.
Yes, I already add the your address in the profile, so it's okay.
Okay, you add two addresses,
yes.
The 5031 and then 2819 Tremont.
Yes,
yeah.
Your is 19136 and the patient is 19124. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So in that case, are you agree if I send to you the little device to use it? You don't need to have to use the cell phone or your flip phone.
Why can I use her? Why can I use her? That device, I'm gonna have to have two of them, right?
Yes. I need to confirm first if I can send to you like one or if I need to send to you two. But so far, you can send timesheets, okay? I already received the timesheet that you sent a couple of days ago.
Okay, so what about her cell phone that she have on the file? Did they give you
Adrienne's patient's cell phone?
Yes, her cell phone.
But you say that it's an old phone. That phone can download on the app.
So no, I mean you guys doesn't have like a number, like a ID number, like a phone number to call and then put your ID number. I mean, you guys don't have that.
Okay, in this case, in Family First Care, the caregivers are not allowed to use the patient's cell phone, okay?
We're not allowed to use the patient's cell phone.
No.
Okay, but the other agency that used it was a problem. Okay, what that, because I don't know, because, I mean, it's been, because this is my only income, and, you know, I've been, you know, submit time sheet, you know, because I don't want to lose on my pay, okay? I don't want to lose on my pay.
You don't want to lose your pay?
So, yeah, my pay.
No, if you send it. If you send the timesheets by Monday noon, you understand what I'm saying? By Monday noon, there's no problem, and we can process the timesheets on time because we close payroll every Wednesday. So if you send the timesheets by Monday noon, all the days that you work it, we can process them on time so you can receive the payment every Friday, okay? You can text me to this phone number every Sunday or Saturday. I work on Monday, but you can text me so I can make sure that on Monday that I will see the timesheets in the system. We process the timesheets manually, but if you send them on time, you can receive the payment properly, okay?
Okay, all right. So, okay, like I said, I'm going to try that thing that you guys said. I mean, if we're having problem, yes, if we're having problem with the internet, I'm just going to have to switch for another agency, you know, if that problem going to be continue for me to clock in and out, I'm going to have to, you know, look somewhere else.
If we have problem with the internet, problem with the internet, I don't understand that part, Marjorie.
No, because you said that you're gonna put a device. That device that you're gonna put the house. We have internet.
Oh,
we do have
the
internet.
Uh-huh.
You have to have internet, right, for the device to function.
It's like more like the signal of the location. It works with the signal, yes.
Oh, it was the thing that, so even though we have problem with the internet, it's still going to work, right?
Yes. Usually it doesn't fail, just if the caregiver forgot to clock in and clock out, but usually doesn't fail that default be the device, okay? So let me check if I can request to be sent to you. Do you want me to send to your address or to patient address?
I need two because like two.
You
one gonna be at
two.
My house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one gonna be at her house.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm going to follow
mm-hmm.
up, and if I have
mm-hmm.
any information, I will let you know.
Okay.
But so far,
okay.
Please be aware to send the timesheets for every day that you work at so you can be paid, okay? Any questions
right.
you may have, you can call me to this phone number. Can I text you my information?
What information do you want?
No, if I can send to you a message with my phone number so you can text me. Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on a second.
Okay, I will do it right
away. Yeah.
I'm going to send you like a hello so you can text me when you need it or you can call me.
Okay. And then one more thing. I also want to add her cell phone number. Do you guys have that on the file or do you only have one number?
Because
I want it to be two numbers.
In the client's profile?
Yes. I mean,
that's
a landline.
The one that I have in home phone is 267-333-4178.
That number is no good.
Another one, 267-348-8188, and there is another one, 215-252-1661. There's three phone numbers.
Okay, hold on. So this is. Hold on a second. Okay, the last one you said 215-352?
3552-252-1661.
161. Okay. 160. Okay. Leave the 267-348-8188 and the 333-4178, it's no longer used. You can erase that. So just
And
keep
so the
one,
two
just
six
keep.
seven three 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 four one seven eight is no longer used.
Three, two, three, 4178. Yeah. We don't use that no more.
Okay,
Yeah, you
let
can
me put
erase
my
that. Just
note.
keep.
We don't use that one anymore. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to delete it.
Yeah, just delete it and then just keep the two,
The
the
other
two
two
one.
ones. Okay,
Yes.
Marjorie, this is done. Thank you so much for letting me know.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay,
Bye-bye.
Marjorie, I already sent you your message. Any questions you may have, okay? You have a good day.
All right, bye-bye, you too.
Bye-bye.